What kind, different kinds would you have?
Okay, you can make, with cornmeal, what can you make? Mm-hmm. We can make squaw bread. Mm-hmm. Now, this is like a type of cornbread, and the Indians used to make it a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's fried in mm-hmm. grease, which you add butter and other stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. not butter, but milk.
How
and
would you make?
Squaw bread. Mm-hmm. You put just, say about a fourth a cup of flour. Mm-hmm. And a little bit more meal than you have flour, so about a half a cup of meal. Mm-hmm. You put, sprinkle a little bit of salt, put mm-hmm. a little bit of baking powder, mm-hmm. and I always put a little touch of sugar in it. Mm-hmm. And then you pour just a small amount of milk mm-hmm. and stir it up until it's the milk's just enough to get it damp. Mm-hmm. And then you use the rest with water and get it until it's, you know, the texture's right to pour it in the grease. And you dip it out by the spoonfuls mm-hmm. and fry it.
Oh, you fry on top of the stuff in
yes.
the grease?
Yes, like you fry it in deep grease and you turn it over and it browns.
What other kinds would you have that you can make with cornmeal?
You make cornbread, like a plain stack, you know, just a mold. Mm-hmm. And other cakes, cakes of bread. Mm-hmm. And fried just in a clear pan with just a touch of grease.
If you cooked it on top of the stove and if it were kind of flat mm-hmm. and made with cornmeal.
Hoe cake. Hoe cake.
If you cooked it in a mold, mm-hmm. what would you call it?
Cornbread.
Could you ever make a, would you have something you might eat especially with fish?
Doughboys.
How would you make
them? Well, you use flour, meal, and one egg. Mm-hmm. It's cool how much you make. An egg, some salt, some baking powder. Mm-hmm. And it's real good to chop up some onions in it, too. Mm-hmm. And you use milk mm-hmm. and other things. And you can also, instead of milk, you can use buttermilk. Mm-hmm. And it is real good that way, just mm-hmm. plain buttermilk.
Would you ever make cakes?
Cakes? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kinds would you make?
Caramel cake, carrot cake, chocolate mm-hmm. pound cake, plain pound cake, apple mm-hmm. cake, strawberry cake, mm-hmm. Butternut cake.
Wow.
I could just name. I just don't know.
How would you make carrot cake?
Carrot cake? Oh, goodness, it's so good. You have a few carrots. You clean your carrots and grate them. And you have flour and cinnamon mm-hmm. is outstanding in the carrot cake. Mm-hmm. And other spices. It's a spicy cake. Mm-hmm. And you put the carrots in there and you make it into about four layers. Mm-hmm. And you have to cook it, you know, usually with small layers you only cook 25 minutes until they're done. Mm-hmm. Well, the carrots are in there and you need to cook it longer, say an hour. And after that's done, you make the icing with cream cheese and mm-hmm. confectioner sugar.
Wow.
And it's with pecans in it. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Fattening.
If you were making a pound cake or something like that, would there be a way that you could test the batter?
Well, with a thermometer. Mm-hmm. Cake thermometer, candy thermometer, mm-hmm. but we never. I never have.
Would you ever pour the batter off of the spoon in such a way that it makes a real thin...
Swirl? Uh-huh. A twirl?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say that you were going to spin a thread if you were...
Sewing?
Well, no. Sometimes if you're cooking...
Oh, like the divinity, when you're making divinity candy, mm-hmm. you have to... I guess it would be something like that. The sugar and all the texture of it tells you. And you can also have a glass of water mm-hmm. and let some drop in there. And if it stays together, it's done. And if it, you know, mm-hmm. gets watery and all in the water, then it's not done.